I've been gone longer than I planned on being gone, and I didn't even say bye, which was really shitty of me, and I'm sorry. It was definitely not my intention at all. It's currently about 7:15 at night. Tonight's the time change. I've been dreaming of spring all winter because a part of me just wants to get back to farmers markets and selling bread, because that is now my happy place. I'm sorry for all the background noise. I'm on the interstate. I'm driving back to the hospital right now. I didn't plan on stopping or disappearing on you at all. There are things in my life that are really, really good right now. And there are things in my life that are really, really bad. And I am just in the middle of all of it, I guess. We could start talking first with the podcast, the last episode, with our good friend Sam, who I absolutely love and adore. Was so good. Wasn't it so good? Like, it hit this nerve that is just so resounding in all of us, it seems like, as people who experience childhood trauma. It was just a really good conversation. And it was the 50th episode. I have thrown together 50 Navigating Normal podcast episodes. And I feel like that was such a good accomplishment. And I'm so proud. I'm so freaking proud of myself and of us, of you listening, of all of my guests. I think about all of them. They all cross my mind. And I had other things planned, and I had future conversations, and I feel like I just made several really good friends, you know? Like, there were several interviews where I was like, I can't wait for future conversations with this person. But life has me on the interstate driving to the hospital at 7:15 at night. Again. Things are about to be really different in a lot of ways. And some things I can talk about and I can share with you, and some things I just can't, because it's not mine to talk about, or because I don't know who all is listening to this podcast, frankly. So I'm gonna have to just leave for a little bit, and I'm sorry, and I don't want to. It makes me so sad. But I have to focus on myself and prioritize that whole self-care thing, whatever the hell that is. It is now spring, so my job is gonna start picking up soon. And I've been doing a lot of networking with the baking. I've met a lot of people in the area, and I've done some events. I've gotten really, really good feedback And if I can pour enough of my heart and soul into it, I could leave my job. And I could live off of my own business, which would be so freaking cool. Something that I never, ever, ever in a million years thought that I could do. Like, on my own 2 feet. Because of a skill that I have. I never thought I could do that. And it's happening. And there's also all this other stuff that is taking up so much more time and doesn't stop taking up more time. That is also not a negligible facet of my life. And it's so weird because sometimes I'm just like, well, maybe I could just do like a 10-minute episode. I miss everyone. I want to like talk about what's going on. And just for whatever reason, I don't. I wrecked my vehicle the week before Christmas. Actually, I was driving down the highway on my way to work, and it was after like it had snowed and it had iced and it had thawed and it had iced and it had thawed. So like, you know, the highway was not in the best shape, and it like gave out from under my vehicle. And it busted my rims, and it was just pure fucking chaos. And the great state of Illinois said, I don't know what you're talking about. No one's complained about that road before. We're sorry. Like on South Park, that episode about the oil spills, and he's just like, we're sorry. We're sorry. That. So, the week before Christmas, which is, you know, one of the most difficult weeks of the year financially for everyone because all money has been spent, I had to purchase a new vehicle. But I got a really good one, and I'm happy with it. It was a good deal for what it is, but it is the most expensive vehicle I have ever purchased because holy hell, the cost of living. Like, how? How? I haven't had a car payment in a couple years, so it was quite the shell shock. So that happened, and I had nothing. A lot of my bills lapsed. The podcast lapsed financially for a little while. And I got a new debit card, and like I had to go and switch over all the auto charges, and it was a whole thing, and I had to think about which ones I could keep and which ones I couldn't keep because I didn't have any money. I still do not have any money. So the podcast kind of fell by the wayside for a little bit, and I found out that you can choose an archiving setting for your podcast, which I think is what we're going to be doing for a little while. It'll still be up. You can still listen to it. I get to pay significantly less every month. And then if I want to, I could put up an episode and it would charge me by the hour. This will save me like a whopping $10 a month. It's not like a huge deal, but I won't have my usual allotment of time per month, which I'm not using anyways right now. And I didn't renew my Zoom to do interviews. So that's gone. This morning, before I went and sold bread, in my bank accounts, had $26.09. because you have to have $25 in your savings account as a rule at my bank. And I had a dollar and 9 cents. And I think I had a dollar and some change in my wallet. So I had to leave the hospital last night. I did not want to, but when you literally have that small amount of money, you don't really have the option of putting the entire world on hold again. So I'm also just really freaking tired, and I just thought that maybe talking to you guys would kind of help me stay awake for this car ride, and we're only less than 12 minutes in. Fucking A. The bread's going really, really good. Have I mentioned that? I'm looking into redoing my dining room to expand my baking space, and I'm going to see if I can get a loan, a small business loan, to upgrade my equipment so that instead of spending 8 hours baking, it'll only take me 2 hours baking, and then I'll be able to bake even more, theoretically. We'll see. I also have a lot of really cool things that I am working on right now. So even though you will not see me here, I am trying to work up the gumption to do a couple other projects that I really want to do. Podcasting is such a passion project, and I love it, and I feel like this has just been such a personal reflection that I've been able to share with you. And then at the same time, I've been able to meet so many cool people and introduce them to you too. And it's been really amazing. And I don't want to let it go. And I have every intention of coming back. As soon as I can leave my job, because I can live off of the bread money, I'll have the entire off season that I'm not doing farmers market that I can pay more attention to passion projects like this. So don't give up on me just yet, okay? There were other things. Just give me a second. There's vehicles that I have to pay attention to. I'm also really freaking tired. Oh gosh, I just have to get in before visiting hours end, because then you have to go through the emergency room to get there, I'm pretty sure, which is not something I want to do. I would like to go through the front doors, and then I can just go to sleep when I get there, because nothing's going to happen. I feel like, you know, it's the thing about hospitals in America is that nothing actually happens except for every 2 to 4 hours. So if there's something wrong, you're just gonna have to wait. And if you don't survive, I am so sorry to hear that. Freaking ridiculous. That is a whole other topic for a whole other podcast, though, and we won't get into that. I went to yoga a few more times, which was absolutely amazing. I'll be going back every other week until market starts, which is only a few times, which is sad, but I'm really trying the self-care thing. I am. And I hope you're trying the self-care thing too, even if it's something small. I got to listen to someone talk about the Wim Hof method, which is something that I really wanted to do an interview with someone here on the podcast about. So I've been doing a few breathing exercises. I took a break from them because I kept falling asleep afterwards. Apparently, I've just been exhausted. Imagine that. So kind of on hiatus from it as well, but I would like to go back to Wim Hof pretty soon. Do I hold your interest when I'm tired? I'm sorry. I won't keep you this whole car ride. I would love to be able to talk to you for the next 45 more minutes, and I probably could, but I don't feel like you would want to listen. When it's just me, it's really hard. That's one of the reasons why I took longer to come back, because anytime I listen to the first episode of the new season, it was something I wasn't proud of. Because it's always just me, because I've been on hiatus, I haven't scheduled anything, I've been in this slump. And then it just sort of carries on. Like, everyone talks about, like, the after Christmas blues or whatever, and for me, it starts before Christmas, and it doesn't end until, I don't know. I haven't figured out exactly when it ends. Maybe I'll track that again next year, and I'll come up with an average. But I didn't want to bring that energy onto the podcast again. I reflected on it, and I told myself, you know what? Don't come back until you're ready. And if that means not coming back until later, then that's okay. Because I wanted to bring the best version of myself to you, not some bitter Becky. Apologize to anyone out there named Becky. Please laugh with me. This freaking car drive, I swear. Car drive. Oh my gosh. Anyone that's listened to this podcast long enough knows that when I'm tired, I say car drive instead of car ride. Car drive, TM. The podcast will still be around over on Discord. If you want to check out the Discord, please look for the links to it. You can also check out the Stitch hotline number. It's like a texting number. It's a Google phone number that's linked to my email. That's all it is. But if you want to text it and be like, hey, give me the Discord link now, I can do that. That's not a big deal. And then you'll be on the Discord and you'll be able to talk to everyone else that's on the Discord. Pangu's over there. He's awesome. Roger's over there. Hi, Roger. Siler's occasionally there. She gets very busy. As I do too, so I can't really be upset. There's a few other people in and out, and it's really cool. It's not a big group at all. I'm not gonna lie about it. I think I do okay when it comes to downloads, but when it comes to actual online interaction, I don't get a ton, which is all right, because that's not what podcasts are for, I guess. Maybe I didn't pick the right form of social media for what I was trying to do. I don't know. But it is there. And there is still a Patreon. It has the unedited versions of the episodes. I'm going to leave it there. If you ever feel so inclined to, like, pay to get an unedited version of something and then to cancel that Patreon, I will not be offended. And it'd be appreciated. Because of drives like this. I feel like I've mentioned all the things. I can't think of anything I haven't mentioned. If you want to be considered for future episodes when we're no longer on this hiatus, please reach out to me and let me know. And give me either a phone number that I can text or an email address. I don't get notifications on my phone if you try to DM me on any platform. I don't know. I just don't. I don't know why. I haven't figured it out yet. There's some issue. And I don't get direct messages on my Instagram from like freaking anyone, and I don't know why that is either. So please try to get a hold of me and let me know, and I will be compiling everyone's information and I will hold on to it. Or if you just want to talk, I am available to just talk. You can just shoot me a text message whenever. That's cool. I'm a very textable person. But I'm going to be baking. I'm going to have my hands in dough all the way up to my elbows. Just water and flour and some salt, some other things. Make them taste good. And that's kind of going to be it for a little while in between, you know, mom life. Oh my gosh, mom life story. Okay, hold on. So my younger daughter is in volleyball. And she served her first point last weekend. She served it and she scored a point. And I am so stinking proud of her. Like, it was a huge mom moment because, like, last year she was really shy. She'd never played volleyball before. She kind of, like, she was there, but, like, she wasn't there. You know what I mean? Like, she's still learning. And this year she has just, like, taken this game by the horns, you know? Like, it's, she's got it so much more, and she's grown so much, and I'm just so freaking proud of her. So she scored and I gloated the whole rest of the day. I kept looking at her and smiling, being like, I'm so freaking proud of you. And it was hilarious. And I just wanted to boast about that real fast. I think that's about all that I'm gonna share right now. I'm getting a little bit closer to the city, and so interstate traffic is picking up, and I don't want to, once I get into town, I don't want to be doing this and driving at the same time, because I'm also tired. So I'm sorry that this is a whopping less than 25 minutes. The only way I'm going to edit this is to take down some of the volume, because I bet this background noise just sounds terrible. But do be looking for some announcements. I don't want to say anything. I don't want to give anything away because they're not like my announcements to make first. But if you're on Instagram, I might be tagged in some stuff. You don't know. You don't know. So make sure you follow me on Instagram so you can see those updates. And yeah, don't hesitate to reach out. Like, don't think that you're going to be annoying me, because you're not. I promise. I love hearing from people. The first season that I put out, I got a couple emails from people, and they were just the most beautiful, wonderful emails. And they meant so much to me. I got this one from this guy that lived in Portland, and it just meant a lot. It means a lot when I hear from you guys. And it, sometimes you just need to talk to someone, especially if it's someone you don't even know, even better. Anyway, so I'm going to let you go. I'm rolling into the city now. That car ride took significantly less time than I thought it was going to take, which is awesome. But I hope that everything's going good for you. And if it's not, things will change. Nothing stays the same. So even if it seems like absolute shit, you need a little shit to help the flowers grow sometimes, you know? I am here. I do care about you. Promise. And you're gonna be okay. It's gonna be okay. Right? Just keep trucking along, and I'll just keep trucking along too. And until next time, don't forget. Do something that scares you. I love you guys.